This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Wednesday, December 3rd. I'm Elena Neal Sachs. The world's largest lithium-ion battery fire in Moss Landing in January released toxic metals into Elkhorn Slough Reserve. That's according to a paper published last week in the journal Scientific Reports. The newly released research by marine geologist Ivano Aiello at Moss Landing Marine Labs confirms what many residents already believed.
The paper demonstrates that there was a heavy metal fallout related to the fire.
Aiello and his colleagues used a combination of surface soil scans and deeper analyses. They found the concentrations of nickel, cobalt, and manganese surged in Elkhorn Slough immediately after the fire. Those are the primary metals used to make the batteries that burned. The Monterey County District Attorney has ended her investigation into the group Protect Salinas Renters. The DA's office announced this week they found no evidence the group violated elections law while gathering petition signatures in June. The investigation stemmed from complaints that the group offered free food in exchange for signatures. Jesus Valenzuela with Protect Salinas Renters says people were offered free food whether or not they signed the petition.
We knew that we had properly trained our volunteers. We were not at all surprised with the findings.
The petition, which garnered more than 10,000 signatures, forced the city council to reconsider its repeal of four renter protection laws. Those laws will be on the ballot next November. KAZU General Manager Dan Larkin has abruptly resigned after just 7 months in the job. He did not respond to a request for comment. Cal State Monterey Bay, which holds the station's license, said it wished Larkin well and that Director of Business Operations Kelsey Pano would take over as interim GM. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back with more local news tomorrow morning.